Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
12:03, midweek, Wednesday afternoon, June 11th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. General Motors says it will invest $4 billion in U.S. facilities amid tariffs for vehicles produced in Mexico. We'll cover that in our next segment. But right now, inflation rose less than expected last month as energy prices fell and tariffs had limited impact. We're also getting word that U.S. tariffs on China won't change. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Gus Fauché, Chief Economist, PNC Financial Services in Pittsburgh. Gus, thank you for joining us today. And let's talk about the Consumer Price Index. This is one of three reads on inflation we will get this month, rising 0.1% on a month-over-month basis. That was below analyst expectations. The annualized rate for the Consumer Price Index, 2.4%, close to that 2% target that was established by the Fed. How are we able to interpret this? Because this seems to be below analysts' expectations, who were concerned about the impact of tariffs on the CPI.
That's correct. And in particular, we saw, you know, slow inflation for goods prices. Overall, if we take out food and energy, goods prices were flat over the month. Goods prices are up, you know, less than 1% over the past year. I think we will see higher goods prices in the near term as tariffs work their way through the economy, even with this deal with China. Tariffs are higher, substantially higher than they were at the beginning of the year. But I don't think we're seeing much path through yet. But I think we will see higher inflation in the months ahead as we start to feel the impact of tariffs.
And speaking of tariffs, we do have what appears to be the framework of a trade deal from China. What are some of the takeaways from what's been announced so far from Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick? And how does that compare to the status quo that exists prior to January 21st?
Well, you know, tariffs are still higher than they were before the Trump administration came into office. I think the best part about this is that this eliminates a lot of the uncertainty. So it sounds like there's, you know, agreement broadly on what the tariffs on Chinese-made goods should look like. That will allow businesses and consumers to make better decisions if they have some certainty there. So that could be a positive for economic growth in the second half of 2025. That being said, tariffs are still higher than they were beforehand, and that tax is going to be a drag.
With inflation ticking up, but not nearly as to the degree that analysts had expected, does this change the calculus for the Fed at all? If we do have a certain degree of clarity now on trade policy towards China, and we have inflation trending or close to that 2% target, could we see more interest rate cuts this year?
I'm still skeptical that we'd see more cuts, although we do have some more clarity, particularly when it comes to China. Tariffs are still higher on Chinese-made products than they were at the beginning of the year, so we still expect to see an inflationary impact there. We still have tariffs on goods coming in from other countries. So I think the Fed wants to see how much inflation accelerates from tariffs. Is that a three-month issue? Is it a six-month issue? Does it extend beyond that? And so until we get a better sense, not just of what tariff levels are going to be, but how much they're passing through to the economy and for how long, I think the Fed can afford to hold off, given that the job market is still holding up.
Gus Fauché, Chief Economist, PNC Financial Services in Pittsburgh. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Coming up, GM takes action in response to tariffs on Mexican-produced vehicles.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
General Motors will invest $4 billion in U.S. plants, shifting some production from Mexico. Joining us with the latest is John McElroy, automotive industry analyst and host of Autoline.tv in Detroit. John, thank you for joining us today. And this $4 billion investment to potentially move some GM vehicle production from Mexico back to the United States, put this in perspective. How does this stack up to other GM manufacturing announcements?
Well, I mean, this is pretty significant. GM is going to move a number of products, not completely out of Mexico, but is definitely going to boost production in the U.S. by moving part of that production to plants that it has in different U.S. states.
And this is in response to that 25% tariff on imported vehicles and 25% tariff on many auto parts imported into the United States. And if you are a member of the Trump administration or if you have a red hat in your wardrobe, chances are you hear this announcement and say, see, things are working as intended.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, it's going to be positive. There will be more vehicles made in the U.S. There will be more American jobs as a result of this, but you know, there's nuances, as in everything. So the $4 billion number quoted, I'm sure General Motors threw everything in the kitchen sink into making that number as big as possible. Also, GM has been running its plants in Mexico at near 100% capacity, which means maximum overtime, which means it can flex some of that production to the U.S. Because a key thing to remember, General Motors says it's not cutting any plants in Mexico. It's not shutting them down. It's not eliminating any of its Mexican workers. So what GM is doing here is looking at where it has mega overtime going on and flexing that production to plants that it has open where it doesn't have to pay as much overtime.
And this is scheduled to take place around 2027 because you can't necessarily change automotive production, John, on a dime or 4 billion dimes for that matter. And there's a very good possibility, just given all of the back and forth that's taking place, that maybe those 25% tariffs will be a thing of the past by the time this production plan is actually implemented.
Look, I think it's likely that the tariffs will not be as high as 25%, but I don't think GM is going to back off with this move. To your point, Rob, it takes a lot of effort to move production from one plant to another. And if we have a change in the administration, I really don't see GM flexing this back. I think it's taken a very prudent approach to this, and so it's even though it's going to cost them money up front, you know, they're talking $4 billion. It's going to save them a little bit of money, too, like I said, of not having to pay as much overtime and of obviously, as you brought up, to avoid any cost of the tariffs as much as possible.
And then we mentioned some of the plants that will benefit from this, the American plants, an idled plant in Michigan that was expected to build all electric trucks is going to benefit from this effort to increase or beef up American production. But I've also heard that several plants in Missouri and in Tennessee will also be beneficiaries of this particular plan. Now, are these, as far as the auto workers are concerned, when it comes to Missouri and Tennessee, are those right-to-work states? So will these be UAW members benefiting from this plan?
Oh, yeah. Look, every single GM and Ford and Stellantis plant in the U.S. is all UAW, whether they're in a right-to-work state or not. But, you know, you have to keep in mind, you pointed out, so there's a plant in Michigan at Orion that was going to build electric trucks. Now it's going to build gasoline trucks. I mean, the plant was going to open anyway. Those people were going to be employed. They have a plant in Kansas sitting empty right now. They were planning to put product in there. Now that product's going to come from Mexico. But so what I'm getting at is those jobs were coming back anyway, irrespective of the tariffs. Overall, don't get me wrong. There will be an increase in U.S. production. There will be an increase in U.S. jobs. Maybe it's just not going to be as much as the headlines might lead you to believe.
John McElroy, automotive industry analyst and host of Autoline.tv in Detroit. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you, as always, for lending your insight. Coming up next, a ChatGPT outage shows the growing dependence on artificial intelligence.
Investing 60 minutes each weekday for planning for the future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The old adage, you don't know what you got until it's gone, rang true for many ChatGPT users during this week's outage. Joining us to discuss the increasing reliance on artificial intelligence in the workplace is Matt Wren, tech expert and founder VRAR Chicago in Chicago. Matt, thanks for joining us today. And just to demonstrate to you and to the audience that this is a 21st century program that relies on the cutting edge of technology and not just the crude gray matter of the host. Matt, I turned to ChatGPT to provide the first question for our interview, and it is as follows. To start off, can you share how ChatGPT is currently being used in your workplace and what impact it's had on day-to-day productivity or communication? And what happens when that tool goes on the blink?
Thanks for having me back, Rob. That's actually an interesting question. So in my workplace, how we're using ChatGPT today, because we're not using ChatGPT as much. We're using Gemini. We are using a little bit of ChatGPT at the API level. But mostly what we are doing is we're using it occasionally to generate reviews of content, things that we're thinking about posting for social media. We have it review when we kind of like write a press release. We have it review the press release, kind of give us feedback on it. So we are using it on a day-to-day basis. It is one of the tools that it's definitely something that we're using day-to-day. I wouldn't say we are, you know, completely reliant on it where to the level of some of the folks yesterday who were complaining about literally not being able to do their job once ChatGPT went out.
It's an interesting observation because over the course of this program, as we've talked about the evolution of AI, we've talked about it in terms of its revolutionary capabilities, how it could potentially reorder society or disrupt it. But the reality is just a slow implementation where people use it to experiment, then they use it just a little bit, and the next thing you know, 2 years have passed, and they're reliant on it to write emails or proposals or things that really would have stressed them out in the pre-ChatGPT or pre-AI time.
And that's part of the issue. That's actually part of the risk, is when you start to realize that, you know, once it becomes something that you're using day-to-day to the point where you can't actually get things done without it, it becomes, you know, the productivity gain that was a big gain 1 year, and next year that's the expectation. That's where there's a problem. And ultimately, yeah, like you were saying, once you start to rely on it, you sort of lose at least some of the skills that you used to be able to have in terms of doing some of the things that you've now sort of offloaded to ChatGPT. So it's definitely pointing out, I would say the outage is definitely pointing out some of the risk of implementing very quickly and becoming reliant on this and, you know, definitely not having a backup or a backup plan. The one thing that I know happened with ChatGPT going out is a lot of the other tools that are competitive, like Gemini and Grok and DeepSeek, they all got a lot of searches, and people were saying, okay, well, I can't use ChatGPT. What else can I use? So it's definitely one of those things. I think it's a little bit of a wake-up call for employers that they do need to be making sure that their employees can do the job if they do lose access to things like generative tools, but also having, I will say, an arsenal of tools, a bunch of different tools that you can go to if it is something that you're going to rely on.
Matt Wren, tech expert and founder, VRAR Chicago in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Still ahead in Personal Finance Wednesday, the pros and cons of paying off your mortgage early.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. Markets are higher today as the Noon Business Hour continues. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Gary Kultbaum, President, Kultbaum Capital Management in Orlando. Find him online at GaryK.com. Gary, thank you for joining us today. It seems like the markets have picked a direction, finally, after treading water earlier in the session. Is this a sign that investors have done some more reading on this, the framework of a trade deal reached by negotiators between the U.S. and China in London?
I think the most important part of the equation is the 10-year yield continues to fall. And, you know, the market has its way. When it's moving, it keeps moving until it decides against it. And what you have in the market right now is what I call bullish rotation. So if a few things start pulling back, other things start showing up. The latest is like Goldman Sachs is moving above range today. BlackRock is moving above range today. The semiconductors have been on fire as of recently with a lot of the artificial intelligence stocks. So we're in pretty decent shape. And the one thing left is that the November to February highs, if we can get through that, I don't think it's going to be that easy, but I think there's a pretty good chance we will. Then we'll continue upwards from here. So far, so good. But now earnings season in a few weeks, and that'll tell a little bit more of the tale.
The bullish rotation is an interesting response, because if I received a dime for every time I said the word uncertainty on this program, going back to April 2nd, I could retire. And even though there's a great deal of uncertainty in the air, or there was a great deal of uncertainty in the air, the market seemed like they just kept charging skyward.
Yeah, well, when somebody says uncertainty, I always come back with three words: watch the market. That'll tell you everything you need to know. I have seen so often where all you hear is bad news and the market skyrockets, and then there are times where all you hear is good news and the market crumbles. So for me, it's watch the market. It'll tell you everything you need to know. And right now, it is acting well. Maybe that changes tomorrow. But when I see financials acting well, semiconductors acting well, which, by the way, for me are the two most important areas of the market, I think it tells a story. It doesn't mean everything's working. There's plenty of stocks that are not in great shape. I can tell you, I just went through about 80 retail stocks, and about 60 of them are in downtrends. But overall, looking pretty decent. Let me add one more thing. The small caps broke above a little bit of a range also. They have been comatose. That's the Russell 2000. That's 2,000 stocks. So that helps the cause also. And if it continues, good news.
Consumer price index coming in below analyst expectations. It seems like right now, even though you don't want to say anything definitive, that uptick in inflation from tariffs so far is the dog that is yet to bark.
Well, that's because they got rid of the big tariffs. There is no doubt in my mind, if they didn't do the pause on, I think it was like 100 countries, if they didn't get rid of the 145% on China, I think it'll be a different story. And I think that's what a lot of people were alluding to. But for me, inflation, the big inflation was caused by printing of up to $9 trillion by Mr. Powell and massive spending. And we'll see. But right now, inflation, the rate of inflation is coming down. That's good to see. And hopefully the bond market will recognize it. And hopefully we'll see the 10-year yield below 4%. And if that happens, markets will be higher.
Gary Culpom, President Culpom Capital Management, Orlando, Florida. Find him online at GaryK.com. Coming up next in Personal Finance Wednesday, a discussion of the value of paying off your mortgage before retirement.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday, and a common question advisors hear from clients nearing retirement is, should you pay off your mortgage before you leave the workforce? Joining us to break down the pros and cons of the move is Ed Jurtzen, Certified Financial Planner, founder of the Engage Wealth Group in Chicago. Find him online, engagewealthgroup.com. Ed, thank you for joining us today. And at first blush, it would sound like having your mortgage paid off would remove a significant source of financial stress from your life.
Hey, Rob, this is a very good point and a common question we have amongst clients. So while it's a good goal to be debt-free upon retirement, we know life happens. And so I think one of the first things to kind of get through is, what kind of mortgage is it? Is it a fixed rate mortgage or a floating rate mortgage? And if it's a floating rate mortgage, that would be something we pay more attention to in regards to trying to pay that off as soon as possible. Because your listeners who went through 2022 and 2023 target increases from the Federal Reserve understand the pain of potentially being, you know, priced out of a house because those mortgage payments continue to increase.
But if you refied in 2020 and you have an extraordinarily low interest rate and retirement is just around the corner, are there situations where it would make sense to continue paying that mortgage until it's fully paid off?
Yeah, without a question of a doubt, Rob. So clients who have very low mortgage rates in the high 2% to, let's say, 3% level, I mean, literally savings account and high yield money markets are paying more than that now. So we're good with that slow pay down with those low interest rates, because between those accounts and, let's say, more aggressive equities or portfolios should outperform that mortgage, giving you, again, that extra leverage of keeping that good money to work.
And then in general, how many people, when they approach retirement, the cherry on top of their savings sundae, as it were, is they sell the house and they downsize to a smaller facility, and the proceeds from that home sale, it was going to be the last big kick for their retirement savings. In that case, paying off your mortgage and making sure you have as much equity as possible, is that a wise move?
Yeah. And again, this is personal financial planning, Rob. We know that. So every circumstance is different. But yes, if you have an ability to sell a house that has appreciated, pay off that mortgage and then buy a property that doesn't have a mortgage, that's always good because it alleviates that cash flow, that stress. But again, from a practical standpoint, if people are looking to pay off their mortgages without that big buy down, right, and they have to take their money, let's say, out of a retirement account or out of their emergency savings, then you want to look at this very clearly and you want to make sure that you're making the right choice, because all of these different elements, as you know, when it comes to financial planning, you pull a lever here and it could affect taxes. It could affect your Medicare premium. So, you know, engaging with a certified financial planner to kind of map out all these different options and opportunities is always a good use of time.
Now, we may be venturing a little too far into the weeds with this next question, Ed, and that is, if you stop paying the mortgage, you do give up the mortgage interest tax deduction. And could that potentially make a difference for you?
Yeah, this is a great conversation we have with individuals. So remember, it's not alleviating the entire interest payment, but just a portion of that interest payment against your taxes. So you're still paying interest, but at a reduced rate. And because of the fact that the standard deduction is so high, fewer and fewer people, Rob, are able to deduct that interest on their mortgage. So that's become less of an opportunity, if you would, than it has in the past. But again, looking at all the different elements and from a financial planning standpoint, how does paying off the mortgage work? That is the key part. And that's an important part of the puzzle when you're planning for that long-term retirement.
Ed Jurtzen, certified financial planner, founder of the Engage Wealth Group in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Find him online at EngageWealthGroup.com. Join us at this time tomorrow for Technology Thursday. And still to come, there's a fairly consistent complaint from people after buying a new home. We'll tell you what that particular complaint is next.
Information to make cash and save cash. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
New numbers show the number one regret homeowners have about buying their current home is higher than expected maintenance costs and hidden fees. We welcome in Drew Wishover, founder and owner of the Inspired Title Group in Chicago. Drew, thank you for joining us today. And you don't necessarily have to be a new homeowner to experience the pangs of regret whenever something goes wrong, and it's up to you to fix it, because we've been in our home for 9 years now, Drew, and when the sink clogged a couple of months ago and I had to find the plumber to fix the clog, I sure missed renting and having the landlord take care of that.
True statement. And they told you that, you know, home ownership is all that is cracked up to be, right? And it's not. There are a lot of expenses and fees that I think, you know, that some people just don't even consider and think about, because when you buy that house, you don't know what's going on behind the walls and you don't know the age of some of the appliances and mechanicals. So, yeah, you're definitely buying potentially some problems.
And that is true for homeowners, whether or not you've just moved in, whether you've been in a house for 9 years, or in the case of my parents, they've been in their house for 40 years, and they're in the midst of a big plumbing project, and they're discovering things about the plumbing in that house they never knew about before. And they have been in the house for 40% of its 100-year lifespan.
Yeah, that's so true. And really, a lot of that also is contributed to, you know, the ways that things have changed and evolved over time. I mean, you know, they don't build houses like they did. And the way that construction is done now is, I don't want to necessarily say it's cheaper, but it's definitely done less expensive. And the materials they use are different.
And if you're in an older house, it's almost like a layer cake of different construction and maintenance methods. You could have all new modern appliances and equipment, but if you do a little bit of digging, then you find cloth wiring and maybe lead pipes and other pieces of maintenance that was state-of-the-art in the 50s, but certainly not today.
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, this is why a lot of the homeowners, especially with, you know, what's going on in the marketplace today with prices and things, it is super important to make sure you guys get an inspection on your house, because they can identify all these things for you. They can let you know of potential problems and things that may arise, because you just, you know, especially if it's your first time, you may not know, and maybe you're not mechanically inclined. That's okay. But that's what the inspectors are there to do, is help protect you for some of these big, big costs.
And it could also just be a source of frustration if you are looking, that if you find a place that you like the pictures on the real estate app, you liked it when you did the walkthrough with the agent, it kind of checked all the boxes for you, and then you have an inspector take a look at it, and then they find, you know, weird fixes up in the attic, or they find things that aren't up to code. It may be a source of frustration to go back to the drawing board, but that could save you time, money, and frustration over the years to come.
Yeah, absolutely. I would rather find that out up front, because what you can do is, and we see this every day, you can then go back to the seller and try to negotiate some of those fixes and let them take care of it instead of you having to come out of pocket for those things. So there's really some benefits to that. Or the other option is too, is see if they'll do a home warranty for you, because a lot of the sellers would say, you know what, I don't want to fix them, I don't want to deal with it. Have them buy a home warranty, so now you at least are covered for some of these bigger expenditures that you may incur.
Drew Wishover, founder and owner of the Inspired Title Group in Chicago, thank you for joining us today. If you missed any part of the show, just go to our stream. Skip back to the time you want. There's a pause and rewind function where it works both online and with the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.